Thanks for joining us here at Generation Church North Georgia, where our desire is to bring people of all generations into a fresh relationship with God. If your life has been impacted by our teaching and you would like to share your story, please visit us online at generationchurchnga.org, where you will find the Share Your Story link. There you can also find more information about our church and an archive of past sermons. Thanks again for joining us, and we pray you be encouraged by today's message.
I hope anybody can hear me. I'm an engineer, and I can't even figure out how to work a microphone. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people today. Well, we got a special minister this morning, and y'all know him very well, part of this church. God has blessed this church with many people, anointed this body in a very special way. And I'm just so honored and thankful. Such a good friend, such an encouragement to my wife and I. Pastor Wayne, you want to come on up, brother, and just bring the word like the Lord's laid it on your heart.
Good morning. I just feel like this morning that if you pray in your prayer language, now would be a good time for that. Just fill the atmosphere with the Holy Ghost this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we worship you. We praise you this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Prepare this place this morning, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, a very, very familiar passage of Scripture. Mark chapter 4, starting with verse 35. Jesus wants to take care of the problems in your life today. Holy Spirit wants you to be free. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and waves beat in the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the waves and said, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Where's your faith? Where is your faith? How is it that you have no faith? Why are you fearful?" See, they had just been watching Jesus do tremendous, tremendous miracles. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "Who can this be? That even the wind and the seas obey him." Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning that you are very aware of everything that is happening in our lives. Nothing takes you by surprise. Nothing takes you off guard. You are always very faithful in our lives. You're always with us in the good times and in the bad. You're always with us when it seems where we have nowhere else to go. You're always with us. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. I want you to bless your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Pastor Darrell, thank you so much. I know you're watching this morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity to minister to this precious people this morning. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being so faithful to this church. And as Pastor Tim said, thank you for your faithfulness and your giving and your support of the ministry here and what God is doing. And God's doing some tremendous things. Amen. Hallelujah. We're seeing miracles, it seems like, every week now and every day. And people's bodies are being healed and people are being set free from different things. And I just give praise to God and to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit for all that's going on. Amen. Hallelujah. So I wanted to title the message this morning, "Wake Up the Sleeper." Amen. Okay? Wake up the sleeper. You know, sleeping is a very natural act for us. There's nothing wrong with sleeping unless you sleep so much that it becomes laziness in your life. God has designed our bodies so that we need to rest, and we can't change the fact that we need to sleep. There was a man one time that said that he could prove that we did not have to have sleep. He said, he claimed that when one got tired and weary, all they would have to do is get a Lazy Boy recliner, stretch out on it, turn on some soft music, close your eyes, breathe very deeply, and just let your mind relax, and you would never, ever need any sleep. My thoughts about that was, well, I guess you probably would not when you woke up. Amen. Sound like a good excuse to sleep to me. But no amount of relaxation can replace the need for sleep in our life. We have to have it. There's no greater demand possibly or anything greater demand on our life rather than the hunger that we have for food to eat than to get the proper rest and the proper sleep. It's a demand that we have for our bodies. The proper amount of sleep will actually prolong your life, the doctors tell us. Or the opposite is also true. It can shorten your life if you don't get enough rest. But the Bible tells us in Psalms chapter 127, verse 2, it says it's vain to rise up early and to stay up late. Hallelujah. So try to find somewhere in between rising early and staying up late. Find a middle ground there and see if you can get some sleep and some refreshment for your body and let your body renew itself. Of course, history has been changed in different areas. The course of history is changed by people who have slept. We find that Samson slept in the lap of Delilah, and it affected the leadership and the course of Israel. The Midianites slept, and Gideon slept into their camp overnight in amongst their tents and overheard their plans, and it changed the outcome of the battle. Caesarea was killed by a young woman as she drove a nail through his temple as he slept and brought victory to the people of God. In Texas, there's a monument that has been built because Santa Anna and his troops decided to take a siesta, and they were defeated by the Texans, causing the course of history to be changed in the United States just because somebody slept. Amen. So there have been times that we have all missed the golden opportunities in life because we were, in a sense, caught sleeping. Thus, we have the old cliche that says, when you snooze, you lose. Amen. So, how many of us have lost opportunities in our life because we were unaware of what was going on around us? My first car that I ever bought was a 63 Ford Fairlane. I think I gave like $700 for it. Now they're selling for about $20,000. A 65 Ford Mustang sold for $4,000 new. Now they're selling for about $40,000 or $50,000. Just recently, a 1961 Cadillac convertible sold for $100,000. And yet, when we were young and had the muscle cars and the fast cars and the pretty cars, you know, cars today are just... We had some pretty cars, amen? We got rid of them because we didn't realize the future value of those cars. We were asleep at the wheel, so to speak. Many nations on the earth are more than just sleeping giants because they don't recognize the potential that they have inside of their nation. The United States is probably and has been the greatest nation on the face of the earth because our founding fathers recognized the potential that's in the United States of America, and it's still the greatest potential in the world. Amen. We still live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and praise God, it's going to stay great. Hallelujah. The greatest potential, though, is not in old cars or real estate. The greatest potential is not in undiscovered gold mines or in oil wells. The greatest potential is not in the wealth of nations or in the might of the United States. The greatest potential in the world is the church of the living God. Amen. It's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, says, all things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah. My friends, that's the most powerful potential in the world. It's in the church. This is the place, the church, where the greatest power and potential the world has ever seen resides. It's right here in this church this morning. We can't complain about the world's competitiveness. We can't complain about the fact that we have to contend with all the casinos around. We have to contend with Six Flags. We have to contend with Disney. Because the fact is that when God made the church, He made it with so much potential that no matter how great the world gets, the church has the ability to overcome it. Hallelujah. The church is the greatest potential in the world. And it's still in the church today of the living God to turn the world upside down. The scripture says that when the disciples were preaching in Jerusalem and the areas around, they said that they turned the world upside down. We need to flip this thing again. Amen. The power that is in the church is the power because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Hallelujah. If you feel like the enemy's attacking you, run into the name of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. The church is born in the power, and we have yet to discover its full potential. We have yet to discover the full potential that the Holy Ghost has put on the inside of us. Hallelujah. The greatest days of the church are where the church is. Hallelujah. And wherever the church is, there is power to change the world. Underneath this frail humanity that God puts in us, humanity that God allows to speak His word, this humanity that God uses to minister to people, underneath all of that frail humanity is the power that God used to speak everything into existence. All that we need to do to recognize the power that's in us is wake up the sleeper. Hallelujah. The disciples were in the boat and they were battling the storm. They were battling the winds. They were battling the waves, all because they were unaware of what was in the boat with them. They had forgotten all of the miracles that they had seen just days prior, and even on that very same day. They forgot all of the times that Jesus fed the multitudes and he healed the blind eyes and he opened deaf ears and all of those things, because the storm that was around them was what had their attention. They spent their time and their energy with the situation that was around them, and they were unaware of what was in the boat with them. Hallelujah. We all fear storms. We fear the economy. We fear the unknown. We fear sickness. We fear problems, all because we have forgotten who it is that's in the boat with us. You know, situations in our life have the ability to catch our attention. And if we're not real careful, we focus on those situations and we lose our focus on Jesus. We are not alone in this boat that we're in, because Jesus is with us. Jesus is with us and we're not alone. The fears that we face are because we've forgotten who is with us. All we need to do is just go to the back of the boat and wake up the sleeper. If we could ever get people, to act at home like they do in church, come on now. I'm going to get in your mess this morning. If we could get the same frame of mind outside the church that we have inside the church, there's no telling how many miracles we'd see next week. Amen. We expect faith on the inside of the church, and we expect positive things inside the church. But the key is the power that's in the church house on Sunday is the same power that resides on the inside of you when you leave the church. All you need to do is wake up the sleeper. Are you getting my point this morning? We're not alone in the storm. We have a presence in the boat with us. We have the presence of the one who said, I will be with you even unto the end of the world. That's who is traveling in the boat with us. The Holy Ghost power that we have is all the power that we need and all the power we will ever need. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and tell them, hey, you wake up the sleeper. Wake up the sleeper that's on the inside of you. You don't need to look anywhere else for it. You don't need to search any further. You don't need to look at for somebody else to help you. For the power of God is right there, right here, right now on the inside of you. Shake yourself and wake up. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost power that's in the church is also inside of you. It's not just inside these four walls. It's inside of you. Wake it up. Shake yourself. Become alive. Hallelujah. We have a need on the inside of us to try to win every battle. Especially as men. We just gonna man up and do this thing. We wanna win every race. We wanna sail through every storm. We wanna conquer every foe. And we wanna move every mountain. I mean, we're men, yeah. We can do this. You don't have to live in discouragement. You don't have to live depressed. You don't have to live negative. You don't have to live defeated. Or you don't have to live disappointed in life. You've got all that it takes on the inside of you through the power of the Holy Ghost. 1 John 4:4 says that greater is in he that is in you than he that's in the world. You have the greater one residing on the inside of you. Remember, I told you that God had designed the church that no matter what comes up in the world, the church will overcome it. The same is true for you. God has designed you so that the power of the Holy Spirit that's in you, whatever rises up against you, the power of the Holy Spirit will overcome it. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, says, I give you power over scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy. What else do you need? He's given you everything you need to be an overcomer in this world. Wake it up on the inside of you. You don't need a horoscope and you don't need a hypnotist. You don't need a psychiatrist or a psychologist. All you need is a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival stirring on the inside of you and an experience in the altar where you pour your heart out to God, you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, and you become the power that's going to change the world today. We need a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost altar experience again in our lives so that we can shake off the dormant things in our life, we can shake off the sleepy attitudes, and we can realize what God has really put on the inside of us. Hallelujah. We need a Holy Ghost revival in America today. And hallelujah, we're going to see that. Praise God. He has put within us a name that is above all names. He has put within us a power that is above all the power of the enemy. And all we need to do is just wake up the sleeper on the inside of us, shake ourselves, wake up, and realize what God has given to us. Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. Now I want to tell you, Jesus said it to them, and he included you and me. We're disciples too. We are going to the other side. If Jesus said it, there's nothing that can stop it. Hallelujah. I got 3 points, and we're going to land this ship. We're going to land this boat, amen. Point number one, the storm is trying to stop you from getting to the other side because there's always a because. The enemy always has a because. Because on the other side of the storm, there's going to be an encounter with somebody that needs deliverance. Always remember when the enemy brings something against your life, it's because he sees a purpose in you that you haven't realized yet. You have a destiny in God that you haven't realized yet. And the things in life just come to kind of get your attention off of the fact that God has chosen you. He has called you. He has anointed you. He has empowered you to do the work of the ministry. And because of that, the enemy wants to distract you with situations such as storms. There's always somebody on the other side of your prayers and your obedience that's waiting to see what you're going to do. We have to keep in view that on the other side of your storm, your problem, your disappointment, your discouragement, is going to be an encounter with a miracle and a revival. It's just on the other side of the storm. And Jesus will take you through it. You just need to make a trip to the back of the boat and wake up the sleeper. Hallelujah. Don't bail out. Don't give up. Just wake up the sleeper and he'll calm your storm. He'll calm the winds and the waves. Wake him up. Point number two. There are times when we think that we have it all figured out. You ever been there? Boy, I have. You make a mess there real quick if you're not careful. We think we've got everything figured out. We think we can do this by ourselves. We don't need any help. So we just let the Holy Ghost go to sleep in the back of the boat. Sadly to say, and I've been in some churches where I have actually watched this happen. The Holy Ghost, many, many times in many, many places, is delegated to a seat in the back of the church. And maybe on special occasions, like baby dedications and stuff like that, we'll allow him to move if we feel like we need him. And that's sad. If you're in a church like that where the Holy Ghost is not allowed to move and he doesn't have freedom to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it, you need to get out of that church. Praise God. Find yourself a place where the Holy Ghost is free to move and to minister and to do miracles in the name of Jesus and to give God glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So there are those times when we think we've got it all figured out. We don't want to mix business. We'd never mix business with religion, right? And we don't mix politics and religion, and we don't mix other things with religion. You know, religion's the thing we do inside the church, but outside, that's just life. We think we got this all figured out. But when the storm comes, when your boat's getting full, and it looks like you're about to sink. You know, the disciples weren't worried too much at this time about getting to the other side. They just didn't want to go to the bottom side. And you would too. Amen? You don't want your boat to sink. We think we can sail this sea all by ourselves. But we can't. So when the storm comes and Jesus is still asleep in the back of the boat, we realize that we might need some help. You ever been in that situation where things are just going on in your life and you know you can't do this anymore by yourself and you need some help? You know where your help comes from? Hallelujah. It comes from the Lord. This is something that we can't handle, so we do what we should have done all along. We go to the back of the boat and we wake up the sleeper. It says the storm grew worse until the boat was full and they kept waiting because they had forgotten who he was. Well, this morning I want to tell you who he is. Praise God. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the one who walks the sea. He is the one who heals the blind eyes. He is the one who works miracles. He is the King of Kings, and the Lord Jesus Christ is his name. Hallelujah. That's who he is. Don't forget who's in your boat. The next thing that they did, point number three, and I'm getting ready to land this boat. The next thing they did was to recognize and to realize that they couldn't get the job done by themselves. Sometimes you just got to have some help. You know, especially for us men, it's hard to ask for help sometimes. You know, we always, like we said earlier, we think we could get this done by ourselves. Sometimes we just got to have some help. And at least one of them had enough sense to go to the back of the boat and find some help. Amen? At least one of them did. So they shook Jesus awake. Can you imagine? Now this is Jesus. And he's asleep in the back of the boat. And you're going to grab him and start shaking him till he wakes up? Yeah, I'd think about that a little while before I grabbed a hold of him, I think. So they shook Jesus awake and they asked him, it says, don't you care that we're about to perish? Of course he cared. Of course he cared. We've got to realize that we're not going to get this job done by ourselves. We need his help. We always got to have his help. We can't get it done with our own intelligence. We can't get it done with our own strength. We can't get it done with all the efforts that we put into things. We can't get it done with our education. This flesh just can't get it done. So what do? We go to the back of the boat and we wake up the sleeper because he can get it done. He can do everything that looks impossible for us. When he calmed the storm, it frightened them, and they said, "What manner of man is this?" It scared them. I want to tell you this morning, sometimes when God answers your prayer, it may scare you a little bit. It may frighten you a little bit. It may shake you up a little bit, because most of the time he does it in a way that you didn't expect it to begin. You didn't expect him to do it like... I remember one time I prayed about a certain thing. And I told God, I said, "Then this is what I want you to do." And he did. And it kind of shook me up. And it made me mad. And I said, "Why didn't you do that?" And he said, "Well, if you hadn't wanted it, you shouldn't have asked me." He's just simple and plain sometimes. But it may scare you a little bit when he does things his way. You know, Jesus doesn't need any help being Jesus. He just is Jesus because he's Jesus. And he don't need our help. He don't need our help being God. He's just God. Amen. Hallelujah. When Jesus calms the storm in your life, it may get a little scary because it may be a little bit different than you expected. And when you see him do what he does best, you see him differently. Hallelujah. When he saves your soul and forgives your sins, you see him differently. When he sets you free from depression and oppression, you see him differently. When he heals your body, you see him differently. When you see him do miracles, you see him differently from what you ever saw him before. Ephesians 3 and 20 says, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us." We see him differently. He can do far more in just a second than we can do in a lifetime. He can give you encouragement where there's disappointment. He can give you strength where there's weakness. He can give you peace where there's turmoil all around you. Isaiah 65:24, when does Jesus do all of this? Isaiah 65:24 says, "In the day that you begin to call," watch this, "in the day that you begin to call, I will answer while you are yet speaking." In other words, before you can get the prayer out of your mouth, God's already sending an answer. Just don't give up, don't quit, don't bail out, don't stop praying, keep seeking God, keep looking to him, and watch him answer your prayer. Amen. Oh, if you'd come. See, the truth is, really, that Jesus really wasn't asleep. He was asleep, but he wasn't asleep. He was fully aware of everything that was going on. He was fully aware that there was a storm. He was fully aware that there was water in the boat. He was fully aware that the disciples were afraid. And just like with my life and with your life, God uses those moments to teach us lessons. And he looked at them and he said, "Where is your faith? Why are you so afraid?" And he asked us that same question today. Why are you so afraid? Where is your faith? What do you rest your trust in? put it in the Word of God. Put all of your trust in Jesus and watch Him do miracles in your life. See, it wasn't Jesus that was really asleep, for in Psalms 121 and 4 it says, "For he that watches over Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps." He's always aware of what's going on. He's never taken by surprise. The disciples were really the ones who were asleep because they had forgotten who was in the boat with them. They had forgotten the resource that they had sleeping in the back of the boat. But when they woke him up, when the sleeper was fully awake on the inside of them, miracles began to take place. When you become fully aware of the power and the anointing that the Holy Spirit has put on the inside of you, when you recognize who you really are in Christ Jesus, miracles begin to happen. You begin to hear things come out of your mouth that never came out of your mouth before because you begin to speak the Word of God with power and with authority. You begin to dream dreams that you never dreamed before because the Holy Spirit gives you things on the inside of you that nobody but Him can bring to pass. Sometimes we're just like the disciples. We're lulled asleep by the storms in our life that are all around us. And we forget who is sailing in the boat with us. If you stand with me, please. But when we wake up the sleeper in our life, everything changes. Everything changes. So this morning, I want to show you. Someone asked me, maybe last week before, "Pastor Wayne, what are you seeing happening in the world right now?" I hope this works out. I want you to roll that little video clip right quick. Is it not going to play? Well, I want to tell you, I was hoping that would work out. What I'm seeing, the Holy Ghost keeps playing this image over and over and over in my mind. And that's what I was wanting to show you on the little clip this morning. What I'm seeing is two longhorn rams colliding head to head. If you've ever watched those videos, I forget how many thousands of pounds of thrust it says that those rams have. Said if two people did the same thing, those rams, they would actually crack each other's skull. And yet those guys go to battle and they fight. And it causes such a sound that it travels throughout the valleys and the mountains as they collide one with another.
And after conquering three subordinates, this outsider now faces the dominant male.
There it is.
His seasoned opponent takes the high ground.
Thank you.
This builds more battering momentum.
You can turn it off now. That's what the Holy Ghost has been playing over and over and over and over in my mind for the last month or so. And what you're seeing, Holy Spirit said, is the clash of two kingdoms. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. They're clashing with a force right now that we have never seen in this world. This is why you need to wake up the sleeper on the inside of you this morning. Because there's some things coming upon the face of this earth that we've never seen before. Some things going to be happening that we never in our entire life dreamed that we would see happen. Because the enemy realizes his time is short. He doesn't have much time left to work. And he's doing everything he can. But the power of God is the dominant force. See, those two rams will fight till one gives up. And he submits to the other. Holy Ghost will not give up. He will not stop. He will not quit. He will not be overcome in this world. If you'll wake up the sleeper on the inside of you this morning, you will not be overcome in your life because the Holy Spirit will be with you. So I want to ask you this morning, are those of you... Well, first, I want to ask this question. Is there anybody in the house, if you'll just... Anybody here who does not know Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior, if you'd raise your hand, I'd like to pray for you. Hallelujah. Is there one? Second thing I want to ask is this. If you feel like this morning that there's some things that Holy Spirit wants you to do and you've just let those become dormant in your life, and you want to wake those things up this morning, I'd like to invite you to the altar, and we're going to come into agreement with you and pray with you that God can set you free in some areas of your life. If you need prayer this morning for anything, come and let us pray for you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's message from Generation Church, North Georgia. Please stay connected with us by subscribing to our podcast and help us to spread the good news of Jesus by sharing today's message with your friends. You can also connect with us on social media via Facebook or Instagram. Until next time, God bless.